From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian state media reporting dozens of families have started leaving besieged rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo. State TV showing dozens of women and children arriving at the Saladin neighborhood after the government opened safe corridors for civilians and fighters who want to leave. The state news agency said civilians later boarded buses and were taken to shelters set up by the government on the western side of Aleppo. Opposition activists denied reports that Aleppo residents were leaving rebel-held neighborhoods of the city, saying that the state media was attempting to falsely suggest that civilians were fleeing the area in large numbers. Russia has proposed 4 humanitarian corridors would be opened to let civilians leave the besieged city. The Syrian government also said that there would be an amnesty for any fighter who surrendered in the next 3 months. Russia's Federal Security Service, the FSB, said the computer networks of about 20 Russian organizations, government agencies, and defense contractors have been infected with malware designed for cyber espionage. FSB said in a statement on its website, the virus and the way the networks were infected bear similar characteristics to the software used in high-profile cyber espionage cases in Russia and worldwide. Russia's intelligence agency did not say who was suspected of being behind the attacks, but the announcement came after recent reports of cyber attacks on the U.S. National Democratic Committee and the fundraising arm of the Democratic Party for the candidates running for Congress. Kremlin has denied any involvement in the hacks. This is VOA News. Officials in the U.S. state of Texas say that at least 16 people have died. It happened in a crash of a hot air balloon. Spokesman for the Federal Aviation Administration said the balloon apparently hit power lines, caught fire during its flight, and crashed into a pasture, killing all aboard. Eric Krissoff is with the National Transportation Safety Board.
It's much like a crime scene. You only get one chance at it, so we want to make sure we do everything correctly. And thanks to the cooperation of all these agencies standing next to me and behind me, we've been able to start on the right foot with that.
Krissoff confirmed that the crash resulted in significant loss of life. He also said there will be an investigation into the tragedy involving local, state, and federal authorities. Crash taking place in an area of farmland about 50 kilometers south of the city of Austin, the capital of the state of Texas. A group of 22 Syrian Christians joined a vigil on the outskirts of the Polish city of Krakow to celebrate World Youth Day. They were in the company of Pope Francis. In an emotional speech, a 26-year-old Syrian student spoke to hundreds of thousands of Catholics about conditions in Syria and how it made her doubt her faith in God. The Pope told those gathered that violence and hatred will not solve the world's problems.
E la nostra risposta a questo mondo in guerra ha un nome.
He said our response to a world at war has a name. Its name is fraternity. Its name is brotherhood, he said. Its name is communion. Its name is family. The vigil was held on the fourth day of the Pope's 5-day trip to Poland. A man in Belgium has been charged with attempting to commit terrorist murders and participating in a terror group, while his brother has been released without charge. Federal Prosecutor's Office announced a 33-year-old man identified as Nuruddin H. and his brother Hamza H. were taken in for questioning on suspicion of plotting a terror attack following police searches late Friday of 7 houses in the city of Liège. Belgian prosecutors said that Nuruddin H. was charged. The brother was freed. Brussels was hit by a March 22nd suicide bombing that killed 32 people at Brussels Airport and in the Brussels subway. That attack was claimed by the Islamic State extremist group and carried out by the same cell that killed 130 people on November 13th in Paris. To get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.